So we have a liquor committee meeting here at 6 o'clock. And it's Aaron A. Hart liquor license application. So, what are you doing? Just beer and wine, Aaron?
So beer, wine, and liquor.
So you do want hard liquor?
Yes. So, and it's no slots or gaming. So I'll tell you that right now. I don't want to do any of that. So I'll be happy about that. But it's only Wednesday, Thursday, Friday night from 3 to 8. Saturday, 11 to 8. Sunday, 11 to 4 or 5. Haven't figured out. So 30 hours a week. And it's family friendly entertainment. So we'll have food, a bar, a soda shop, golf, paint studios. So the idea is to bring people into town from a few miles away that will come for all of that stuff. And I actually think we're not even going to do like shots or that kind of thing. There's a liability of it.
Yeah.
So I want to have it and offer it, but it's not a place for late night. So if we close on a Friday or Saturday at 8 o'clock and people want to then continue on to the G Spot or the BMW or wherever, mm-hmm. they'll be in town and able to do that.
Okay.
So do we have one open?
That's what I was looking for in my list.
Because
it's disappeared.
It'd be like,
Well, the one that was at the countryside,
like,
so it's
like
a restaurant one. So, to have a restaurant one is what's available.
Yeah.
It has to have 60% food. Okay.
Yeah.
So and that's what we have available.
Food-wise, we're doing pizza, burgers, chicken sandwiches, protein bowls, mac and cheese bowls. So.
Okay.
So this is on premise only, no carry out, no nothing?
For liquor or food?
Liquor.
No carry out liquor, no.
Yeah.
No, like rabbit.
The liquor commission usually doesn't care if you carry out food.
We're on the food side, I'm like, yeah, we're going to carry out food, but no, yeah. No carry out.
Don't mix her up now, David.
Huh?
Don't mix her up.
I didn't mean to.
So yeah, we have the restaurant one that's left.
I thought if she was going to do one at the restaurant, we'd have one open. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like countries. The ones available is the one that was the Mexican restaurant that closed.
What can they serve with that, with the restaurant one? Is it limited or not?
Beer, wine, and liquor.
Liquor.
Okay.
Because they did margaritas, so it was a liquor.
Yeah. So when's this going to open?
Good question.
Sorry.
September is what we're going for. So September. And that's a whole month of September. I don't know yet when, but we want to open everything together. So the golf course and the soda shop and the bar, everything. So we are working real hard on.
Now, is this an old-fashioned soda shop?
This is a dirty soda shop. Do you know what that is? Yeah, so the new thing is dirty sodas, so like marshmallow on the sides of your cup with soda and cream in it, some different kind of drinks, some energy drinks. So opening at 3 o'clock, what the goal is that it's kind of geared towards a place for teens to go. So teens and adults is what we had in mind for the golf course. And the kids are obviously enjoy it, as they do, but it's a place that after school they could go and hang out and get a soda and play a board game. The idea is kind of unplugged fun, so we have the paint studios, we have board games that are free. Eventually we're going to change one of the rooms into a sensory playroom for little kids. Eventually we want to have playground equipment outside, so just a really family friendly
place. Is this like putt-putt golf out there? Or?
Inside.
Inside.
So if you were ever in the nursing home in one of the wings in the back, it's
okay.
One whole hallway is six holes of golf, and then you walk out the hallway, and the last two rooms are three holes of blacklight golf. Cindy's seen it.
Yeah, it's cute.
What are you digging up in the back on the yard?
That's a pumpkin patch. Sorry, girl, I'm thrilled with myself.
That's a pumpkin patch. Okay.
What was the hours again?
So, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 to 8 p.m.
Okay.
Saturday, 11 to 8 p.m. And Sunday, probably 11 to 5. No, it was 11 to 4, 11 to 5.
11 to 5?
Yes. see that. So it worked out to about 30 hours. We had dance on Wednesday nights. We already have 70 little kids in the building and 70 parents looking for something to do. So it's just kind of, I think, filling a niche and trying to make something fun.
Okay. I don't have any other questions. I mean, we have that available, so. Do you have any questions, John?
I don't have a problem with it.
So you guys recommend them to the committee that, okay it? Okay. Okay. We'll adjourn the liquor committee meeting. And.
The old nursing home.
You better knock it off. Watch the clock no more. It's gonna be all on you.
All right. Discuss the TIF application for the Lewiston Economic Advancement Project. Aaron, you wanna go ahead and?
Yep. So that was the application we put in for $3,000. It was from Mauer and Sutz can do a structural engineering survey. That is the first step in fixing buildings, but when we put it in before, I didn't realize coming to the TIF meeting prior to a vote made sense. So it was $3,800, and that was denied, and so we went back and regrouped, and we got donations for some of the structural engineering surveys. So Mid-America Bank donated $500. I believe Ipiva State Bank donated $500, and Canine 2 donated $100 towards this structural engineering survey, because it is the next step in trying to fix these buildings. And once these buildings are fixed, there is commercial storefront as well as residential or rental units above them. After the structural survey, and fingers crossed, all goes well and all the information is there, we've connected with a resource for grant funding, and we just found out last week that they were funded over $1 million, so that there's supposedly funding there to then look at the roof issues or any of the environmental issues that are in the buildings. I have no stake in the buildings and no financial stake. They are not mine, but I've talked to both the building owners and they would welcome the help. And so a year ago when LEAP started, it was one of the things that the downtown Lewistown really needs some help. And it needs a lot of help because it's kind of been sitting. So this is kind of the next step. It's a $2,500 investment. After we find out, like one of the things that LEAP wanted to do was we'll start painting the buildings. One of the people that was at the LEAP meeting said their downtown started by just making them pretty, kind of like if anyone saw Canton, if they did the photographs on their buildings that are vacant, you know, making them really pretty and letting people see what could be there. So if the structure is good and we can move forward with that, then we can start the facade part of it as well, and then also the grant part of it. It's the first step in a long process, likely. But
so which buildings is this for?
This is the two that are owned by Duke and Millsworth and the two that are owned by Art and Marcia Jones. So those
the four, what?
The two that are owned by Art and Marcia Jones. Those two gray buildings. And then the two that are owned, Duke's is technically two buildings. So those four buildings.
And who owns the other two?
Which two?
Yeah, Art Jones owns two.
Duke Van.
Okay.
That's the old pub.
The old pub,
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So it's not the two on down on the corner then?
No, because those went on Zillow for sale. We didn't have a contact with those. We're volunteering to help be the catalyst for the change. So that is what it is. Those are the buildings that we've talked to the building owners about. I don't know where the other building owner is for the ones on the corner, but I would love to keep moving this forward, but this is kind of where we thought we could start. Because we also, on just inside of the building, that building during LEAP, he was at some of the meetings and he offered to use his size of the buildings for murals and stuff like that. So it's just the.
And that's what I want to see coming down as a mural.
There's a lot of things I'd like to see. Okay. I only have so many hours in the day.
I know. I'd like to see them up here on the visitor center side.
Yeah. I'd love to see two on his buildings, and he's offered the size of the buildings.
Oh, Anna's are beautiful.
Yeah, start somewhere. So this is where we would like to start, and we'd like TIF money to do that so that we can get give an okay to Mauer and Sutz and say, let's start with these buildings and see what they are. One of the things that was brought up before is that there is, you know, if there are structural issues, then you have a safety issue. And I don't know how else to fix it or what anyone else's plan is, but I'm happy to help start this process, but I just need a little of y'all's help.
So you're just asking for $2,500?
$2,500. And not saying that TIF money isn't going to come into play later on in fixing them, but there is grant money that we know and have been told is available, and they are happy to help with that. So we also talked to Landmark Illinois about those buildings as well.
No, I don't have a problem. I think that is the first step. One,
yeah.
You can't market it if, I mean, would you go in there and say, I'll buy this building without?
Yeah.
Some engineer telling me that.
Well, if that's what we need to do to get grants too, I mean, that's
exactly.
Not, that's not that much money to spend.
On. No, it's not.
So they're both talking about it.
Well, there's another storefront that's hooked to the back of the boutique too.
Yeah, I mean all of them. I mean that's the thing, but you can't eat an elephant all at once, right? So it's one bite at a time, and this is the getting these building owners. Like last time when we did the TIF application, it was a little bit too soon because I hadn't even necessarily gotten the okay from Art, but I talked to Art Jones a month ago anyway, and he said whatever help, you know, is great. So this is it, this is the next step. It's also a building that's going to be renovated and not torn down and paved, you know, so I think that
we just have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's a start, so be it. I'm tired of looking at them like that.
Yeah. Well, they're getting...
It's on our main street. It looks like a car.
We don't want somebody to get injured. Mm-hmm. You know, the windows are, you know, starting to break it up on top, and if a piece of that glass falls and hits somebody.
Yeah.
You know. And, I mean, even when I was still here at City Hall, there was... Some people that were interested in the pub, but they didn't know what condition it was in.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's kind of the thing. If it gets to the point where, you know, we can keep just taking steps, and then it can be sold to somebody who doesn't have so much of a problem. So anything's possible. I talked to the old economic development person in Havana about what they were doing with the theater, which they don't. Because they talked about saving the face of the theater and then getting rid of the back of it. That might have to be a thing too. I don't know. I'm not going to tell you that, you know, there's going to be windows and, you know.
But the designs on the front of those buildings are gorgeous. Yeah.
They're Mesker buildings. So that's why we talked to Landmark Illinois about what they can do. And we had a Zoom with Quinn Adamowski and Michelle Spiva, and they were on board with that too. Like, how you can love those buildings. So,
mm-hmm. But, you know, if you look up at them, the designs on them and everything, just if they're painted, then they'll stand out more.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
So, gotta do something.
No, I have no input.
Kendall, you got anything?
I'm good. Sounds good to me.
That's the only one we got, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll make a recommendation to the council. Proceed with it. If there isn't anything else, we'll move to close the TIF meeting.
Okay, TIF meeting is closed.
Adjourned.
Okay, good.
Adjourned.
Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And Natalie's gone again tonight, so I'll do clerk and mayor. So I'll do roll call. Alderperson Sally Clark?
Here.
Jim Long?
Here.
Brad Ward?
Here.
Kendall Miller?
Here.
Dave Livingston?
Here.
John Spotlow?
Here.
And Cindy Goddard. First, I declare quorum. Everybody is here. And need a first and second to approve the minutes from last meeting.
Second.
I'm making notes here. Okay, since Natalie's not here, there's no clerk's report. Treasurer's report?
I have nothing.
And Attorney Collins is absent tonight. And no engineer. Public comments, petitions, anybody? Nope. I passed out some papers, you guys, just to look at. I had went to a grant meeting, and her name is Victoria Livingston. She's a doctor. She's like executor of this Prairie Land Conservancy thing. Just read through this. I might have her come talk to us. It's a way that can help us figure out who owns some of these properties that are empty and not getting taken care of. So, time to look through that, and then I might have her come give a little talk and tell us what all it's about. So, but they do a lot of the legwork. They look up, you know, who owns the properties and sends them letters and a lot of stuff like that. So,
so yeah. Why did they admit Linus Canton on the proposed budget, $30 per capita on the back page?
Do you know
why? Because Canton has their own. Canton will pay their own. So, that, I mean, that's why they did that.
Canton pays their own?
Well, they would in this.
Yeah.
Just like they would. That's a proposal, right?
Yeah.
For
everything. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And Kim McDowell's really wanting to do it. He's trying to get everybody on board to do it in Canton to get the properties taken care of up there. So it's something for you guys to think about, and then I'll have her come. She might come in July.
Okay.
So, okay. And next thing, okay, for the committees, finance, Alderperson Sally Clark, anything?
Nothing to report this time.
Okay. Sewer, Livingston?
Nothing.
Oh, can I ask you, David, something? When are you going to start on that sewer project in our alley?
The water leak.
The water leak?
I don't know.
Okay. Thank you.
I thought I was the other day, but I didn't.
Okay. I'm a good goldfish, and that's all right.
Okay. It's a nice little hole.
Get out the cat's drink out of it.
Streets and alleys, Livingston?
Nothing.
Okay. Police and ESDA?
Nothing.
Okay. And water?
Yeah, nothing at this time.
Okay, thank you. Utilities, publications? Long?
Nothing. Where?
Buildings and grounds?
I have a item here that Evan and I talked about, and I saw him demonstrate it. I put it on the agenda next meeting. It's a soil conditioner attachment for our bobcats. It's an industrial strength rototiller, what it is. Mm. And he's wanting to get one to recondition our alleys. You just run this through the alleys, it brings rock back up to the surface. And we don't have to buy rock. You can use it as a soil leveling equipment if you have a big hole in somebody's yard and you need to straighten that out. Made locally, well, made in Mendota, sold locally, and we have a bid here of $9,700. We'll put it on next meeting. I want everybody to think about it.
Yeah, I think he was telling me about it. It sounded like a good idea.
Yeah, I've seen it work. And you make a couple passes down the alley and it levels it, brings the rock back up, and it looks perfect. So, wow. If you know how to operate it. And one other thing, and I mentioned it to Kendall before the meeting, Evelyn would like to get the engineer down here and start phase two on the water project, have a study. And that means they're going to figure out what equipment we'll need for phase two, filters and that.
Mm-hmm.
He would like to get that study before phase one even starts. That way they can combine both projects and we're not overlapping work.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of phase one, into phase two. They can design everything to where one stops, the second one just goes off. And I'll have Evan get a hold of the engineer and have him down if he can next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
I think the study, Evan said, usually around $5,000, but and that's good for years.
Yeah.
Because all they do is line up the equipment, tell you what you need. There's no, you know, and then if you wait 2 years before you do it, why, or the cost would be the rental of it.
But that's probably included in all those the big amounts that we had at the beginning, aren't they?
Yeah, but it would just be good to have both phases so they'd
mm-hmm.
match.
Yeah.
No rework after one and start another.
So yeah. And I think
we'll put that on the agenda next meeting.
Yeah. Pretty much got our, where we can turn in our bills and get some of our money back from phase one.
Yeah, I finished the last phase today, and I think it said June 20th
we
that we
turn
can
in.
Start processing the funds.
Yeah.
So that way there's just no mistakes and everything's going to match.
Yeah.
And you can keep it for years. But we can't get the money, we can't get the money, but I think the second phase is mainly filters, clean the water up.
Mm-hmm.
That's the expensive phase.
Yeah.
That's big bucks, yes.
But, you know, there is applications out there for START grants, so I think he's already looked into them.
I haven't seemed to think that the filters alone are over $1 million.
Yeah. Well, I think the total, they said probably $3 to $4 million
yeah.
when we're done.
$3 million. By the time you get the ground tank refurbished and repainted mm-hmm. and relined.
But yeah, if we can just keep going without stopping in between, I'd like to do that.
So I'll tell him tomorrow.
Okay. Okay. Tourism.
There's a lot of stuff going on in the area. Of course, Music in the Park. Havana's got a big thing, not to promote Havana, but they do have a lot going on this weekend. They have a big, I think it's an artist thing and that with music and stuff, so if anybody's interested in that.
And they have a car show, too.
Pardon me?
Is there a car show down there?
There might be. There's a... I talked to Evan the other night, and kind of going back on some of these other committees and that, but one thing I'd like to do, I know I talked about it under the other administration, but was to, for a committee meeting night is to, or day, is to take council members and the mayor and go to the well field.
Yeah.
And show everybody where we get our water from, how we get our water. Most of you know. If you don't know, you may have forgotten, or you may have not seen it for a long time. Same way with the sewer. Been on here and see how the wastewater, how we treat wastewater in this community, and where it goes to, and what goes on. And it probably wouldn't take, but maybe a couple hours or an hour. But that's just a matter of picking a day to do it, and or an evening early or something like that to do it. So, but that's one thing I have on the agenda to do. But other than that, that's all I have at this time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think pick a date and
give everybody a call.
Give everybody a call, see if we can get together. And
I told them if we get people down the well field, they're welcome to use clean the screens down there. Right, Dave?
Yeah.
But that's the whole thing. You know, we just got to set a date and then see how that works. And then if it don't, we'll pick a second date. And because we have talked about it quite a few times.
And I think it'd be a good experience.
I think we all
that way when something's brought up, people know
what they're
talking about and why we need it. And
yeah. Okay, sounds good. And if I hear a date in a few days from you, I'll call you about one. Remind you. Okay, TIF.
We got stuff under new business.
Okay. Amanda Sutphans, not here. Christmas committee. Kenny's not here. Anything new for the economic development, Erin?
Two things.
Okay.
One is the Chamber of Commerce is hosting a business after hours Thursday, June 26th from 5 to 7 at Native Trails Winery. They are donating the room to us, and then Mid-Century Communications, Native Trail, and Sigma Acres are sponsoring business after hours. So there is appetizers, refreshments, cash bar, and music by Erin Conley. So the chamber meetings, we're getting some more people in the mornings as we host them, and it's just a chance to kind of connect with people in the area, and new businesses, that kind of thing. So you're all invited and welcome. And then the second thing is, I mentioned previously, if anyone saw Canton, they got grant funding to do old pictures on their buildings that needed renovation. That same group, which is the University of Illinois, we had talked to them about doing something for Lewistown, so I connected with Cindy about what to do and what would work. We were thinking we just want to keep fixing the old buildings, and we don't have time for pictures, we'll just keep fixing buildings, so let's do something permanent. So we just found out this morning that they approved $5,000 in signage for the museum, the blacksmith shop, and the depot. So I'm going to work with Cindy and Michelle Spiva on getting the information for signage for that. So that's
I turned in for signs for the museum, and then the front of the blacksmith shop, and then a freestanding sign out by the highway, or, you know, Main Street, that shows where the depot is, and then a new sign for the depot.
Their goal is to direct people and bring in tourism as well as embrace history, basically. So that's it for me.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Erin.
And Public Works, Evan is absent. Under unfinished business, there's a flood ordinance that Nathan drew up. Evan needed it for the mitigations, what it's called. It's so we can get funding if there's a crisis. You know, tornado comes through and takes out half the town. We'll need help from
FEMA.
Yes, I couldn't think why I wanted to say FEMA. So this mitigation has to be done, and one of the requirements was a new flood ordinance, because it had been years since it was done.
I move to approve the flood ordinance for the city of Lewistown.
Second.
Okay, and I'll go ahead and do roll call. Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
Okay. Under new business, the Wyman Group with insurance. Okay.
How are you?
Fine.
Good. I'm not really absolutely certain as to what I'm going to speak to with regards to the medical insurance, so sort of give me an idea of what you would like for me to do. We've got a renewal here from Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Mm-hmm.
The average renewal that we're seeing here in Illinois from Blue Cross is anywhere from 10 to 12%. Nationally, we're seeing anywhere from 10 to 12%. You got a little bit tick under 9.2%. So I think it was a fair renewal. You're small enough that you're community rated with the rest of the state of Illinois. So it was a fair renewal. We did shop it, obviously. Health Alliance is no longer in the picture in the state of Illinois effective January 1. United Healthcare was about 77% higher than what you're paying with Blue Cross, so obviously that's off the table. So I think that tells us that we landed where we should with Blue Cross. The question is the plan that you have what you want, or do you want to increase the benefits? Do you want to decrease the benefits to save a little premium? And I showed you both in the numbers that you have. I think the plan that you offer is very compatible with other towns of your size. I also represent the city of Canton. It's very similar to what they have. And I think it's a pretty good plan. So I would encourage you to approve that renewal, but if you want to see something else, I'm certainly happy to provide those benefits.
So it looks like you gave us some information on vision and dental also.
Right, so that was asked of me, and I sent those to you. Those are two really good plans. If you were to add them, there is some benefit. They'll reduce, if you were to add the life, dental, and vision to Blue Cross, they'll reduce the medical renewal by 2%. So it'll go from 9.2 to 7.2. So it really kind of pays for itself in a way, because the dental insurance isn't really that expensive. That's something that Natalie told me that the employees are asking for, along with vision. And I think that wrapping them all under one, you'll have a continuity of administration. Blue Cross will be talking to Blue Cross, so it would really be a really easy process for the employees.
That's a line I use with my wife. It's not that expensive.
That's what my wife uses with me.
So is this anything you guys want to consider adding? I mean, they haven't had dental and vision for years.
Well, if they're asking for it, I think, you know, we should add it if they're asking for it.
Yeah, I mean,
and if it went down from 9 to 7.2% on the amount, hell.
Whenever I was buying insurance, I always paid the extra for both. Mm-hmm. And they paid off.
The question is, did we budget for that?
I don't know. I'd have to look, yeah. And we have till July 1st, correct? For the renewal?
July 1st, yes, ma'am. We can add it at any time, preferably at the renewal. So that cost, on a contributory basis, if you're going to pay for it, do you guys pay for all the insurance for them?
No, the city pays 70 and the employee pays 30.
So if you were to carry that forward with the dental and the vision, so you get 2% off your renewal. That's so 2% off your renewal is about $1,500. And then the dental was $5,500, and the vision I think was $500. It's not expensive at all. So and then the employee pays half of their. A quarter of that, so you're looking at about $3,000, I would guess, more in expense.
Okay, so we want table it, you think, and look at our budget and see.
Look there first. Make sure we don't.
We don't want to overtone them.
Yeah.
But if we can do it, I have no problem including them.
I mean, yeah, because especially if they got kids and.
Yep.
So how much is this going to cost the city?
I would say that it will increase your cost about $3,000.
About $3,000.
The same percentage.
Overall, for
yes,
the year?
Yes, sir.
For both of them?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because vision is just $550.
I'm going to make a motion that we approve this dental and vision insurance with an estimated cost to the city of $3,000.
I'll second.
Okay. Okay. Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
John Spotlow?
Aye.
So, is this an all or none deal? What happens if some employee don't want it?
Then he doesn't have to take it. Then
okay.
It's whomever likes it, yes.
Huh?
Whoever wants to take it, certainly maybe whoever doesn't want to take it, they do not have to take it.
Okay.
Certainly.
Yeah, so if they don't want their insurance to go up, then they don't have to take it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Correct.
Was there a renewal on the other? Is that what we're...
Yeah, July 1st is when the...
Yeah,
our old Blue Cross Blue
That's
Shield.
What we need to do?
Yeah.
Okay, so we need a motion for a renewal?
Yeah.
I move that we renew with Lyman Group with insurance.
Second.
Yeah. whatever renewal is, I don't have it.
Yeah, you didn't give us that.
So your renewal, total cost to the city is $86,000 a year. It went from 77 to 86, just barely over 86, and that's the 9.2% renewal.
Like everything else.
I'm sure that's probably.
And that's about, yeah, that's about what.
That's already budgeted, isn't it?
Yeah, that's already budgeted. If I have that with me. Okay, roll call. Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Board.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Okay, next we have the ordinance for the Lewistown Fire Department TIF application. This is just the second, the ordinance that we, that you guys voted on last time.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
I make the motion we approve.
I second that.
Okay. Okay. Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Board.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
No vote.
Oh yeah, forgot. Spotlow, no vote.
Same.
And then I'll vote Cindy Goddard. Aye. How to do this. But I know she told me to vote, so. All right, now we have discuss act upon Jim Tunney's resignation. He turned in his resignation for his last day. It'll be the 30th of this month, correct?
His resume was very impressive.
Yeah.
Very impressive.
I think we should all vote no not to let him resign and see what he does then.
Keeping around just tormenting. Yeah. Keeping around just tormenting. Yeah. I'm going to
accept the resignation.
I'll
second it.
Okay. And Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Board.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Okay. And the next thing then, he would like to have his duty weapon. So I think they discussed donating it to him. So that's next on the agenda.
Yeah, Chief Ford sent me a message. He's in Chicago, or up by Chicago training. He didn't think he'd make it back. And he's offered, or obviously Jim indicated he'd buy the firearm. It's about $500 as a ballpark. So what it would take to replace it. Chief Ford's request is maybe purchasing the, or just donating the firearm, or it's a little different at the sheriff's office. They all go in together, the deputies all chip in $25 a piece and they buy the firearm for the retiring guy. It's a little bit different here. You'd be asking your three guys to come up with a little more. But Chief Ford said if we'd allow it, if nothing else, he'd pay for it personally out of his pocket, but I don't expect the chief to do that.
No. He's a guy 18 years. I mean, we donate the weapon to him.
Yeah. I'll second that.
Okay. Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Jim Long.
Aye.
Brad Board.
Aye.
All tongue-tied. Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Dave Livingston.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
Okay. Okay, next is Aaron Ahart liquor license application. We had a liquor committee meeting before the meeting. The recommendation was to let her have the liquor license at the B1 plus Sunday for her
Sycamore Acres.
What are you calling it? I mean, does it have a specific name?
Well, it's Sycamore Acres. Bar and restaurant is going to be the cornfield because it's farm inspired. The golf is Wacky Golf. The soda shop is the pop shop.
So a little bit of everything.
It's
Well, I think you're going to have to make it a little shorter on the actual license, so.
Sycamore Acres LLC is how you.
Okay.
I make a motion and we give her a liquor.
Okay, Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
Sean Spotlow?
Aye.
Okay, next is Aaron Ahart, the TIF application for, I'll say what it's for here, the Main Street Project Downtown Revitalization Survey. It was $2,500.
I make a motion and grant her that.
Second.
Okay. Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
Sean Spotlow?
Aye.
Okay, and then the one was, the F is, it was, the other TIF application wasn't, isn't, the house wasn't in the TIF district, so we couldn't do that one. I skipped over it there. So, okay, presentation of bills. Did everybody get theirs signed?
I make a motion, we pay all the bills from you.
Okay, roll call again. Alderperson Sally Clark?
Aye.
Jim Long?
Aye.
Brad Ward?
Aye.
Kendall Miller?
Aye.
Dave Livingston?
Aye.
Sean Spotlow?
Aye.
Okay, approved all bills properly endorsed. No closed session.
Motion adjourned.
Okay.
At 6:58.
6:58.
I can't open your dead people up.
You're getting dead.
Because you're getting slow, Deb.
You end up going out to the work. If you end up going out to the treatment plants with the city. Yes.
Did I forget anything? I always feel like I forget something when I'm doing it all. Okay. Now try to talk slow. I don't want to talk too fast.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know what to do when I don't have to be clerk and mayor.
It'll get easier.
Okay.
You gotta keep doing both. That's rough.
As soon as you don't have any ball games, she'll be here. Oh, good. Yeah, they like to make fun of me if they possibly can.
Do you need anything for the signs?
Oh,